We're learning Briti Shalom from Rav Arushia on page 122. גם בנות ישראל צריכות למאוס בשקר ובהבל של העם הזה. Also, the girls need to not to want the falsehood and the emptiness of this world. ולהתרחק בתכלית מלבקש ולחפש שיגידו להם דברי חנופה של הבל ושקר. And to go completely distance themselves. Oh, I'm not sure. Completely distance themselves. Right? From that people, or page 122, people will give them you're looking so good, how are you dressed, how are you this, how are you that. I've always said a shir here for women. We were men here, also women here. It was a Shabbos. And he said, this shir is only for people who learn a chutzah chesed. So why? Because if the husband, and someone, only someone who works on his brit. Why? Because if not, the woman can't hear this. The way he said, he spoke to the women. He said, you have to dress, you have colors, what is it, Purim today? Just put on a sack or something and go outside if you need. Wait, this, the makeup, and how I look, and then and he made fun, a lot of fun of this. But it's hard, because for women, the Gemara says that they need beautiful things. The Gemara says that. Yeah, that woman needs beautiful things. She needs it. To a husband, she needs. So from a husband, she can get the attention for that. But when she goes outside, right? Oh, when she goes outside, she wears the most beautiful sheitel. Right? She puts on all the makeup, she's going to work. All the makeup in the world, her husband's not. There he's in Koilel, sitting and learning Torah. Right? And makeup, and the short skirt and everything. And at home, when he comes home, she washes her face, she can't stand the feeling. And she puts on a shmata on her head, so something to cover the hair. Right? And she wears a robe. But for your husband, you're supposed to be beautiful, not for everyone in the street. Okay? So also women have to have this only need to separate from this world. So a woman has to both do can understand this. Ela yitzafu v'yishtapku lalechet b'darkei imutenu atzidkaniyot v'akdoshot. Rather, they should anticipate and have the strong desire to go in the ways of our mothers, right? Sa'a rivka rachel nereleya. Which are holy, right? Shayut tznuot b'chidat tznuot, that they were completely tznuot. Hechad tznuot shadarot ha-kadumim shadimotenu. Not only them, all the previous generations. Where is the tznuot of the way our mothers used to be? Hashchina kedusha mishtokeket l'tznuot zo shtavit ha-geula. The holy Shechina is yearning to this modesty that will bring the geula to come. Kmo she'ne'emar, like it says, v'zchut nashim nig'alnu. ובזכות נשים ניגאל, in the merit of women we were redeemed from Mitzrayim, and the merit of women will be redeemed this time. What women? Tznius of the women. But the husband, of course, he should put on makeup and look beautiful, whatever she is. But for outside, chas v'shalom. Like it says in Sefer Amidot, Rabbi Ben writes, בזכות שהנקבות נזרים מניעוף יבוא משיח. And the merit that the females, right, the girls, the women, they're careful from niyuf, that people will not stumble because of the way they look, the way they dress, because then Mashiach will come. That's what Rabbeinu writes explicitly. Therefore, each one will strengthen and encourage his wife and his daughters to go in the way of our holy mothers, the Mesirut Nefesh, to merit to raise dorot yesharim v'vorachim. To merit holy and pure homes. And regarding these terms, he has to say strong, like a strong and leodet is to encourage. That's the true machmaot compliments they give a woman. Someone asked me yesterday if his wife she's putting on something, and she asks him, is it nice or not? What do you do? First of all, you pray, because it's a very dangerous question. Second of all the singles here should know this. Also the married ones should know this. I mean, probably mostly the married one to me, but still. Second of all, he asked me, what about tznius? I said, for tznius, you never say a word. You don't say, it doesn't ask you if it's tznius enough or not. You don't say from your mouth if it's not. but you also don't compliment. And when she does wear something tznius, you compliment endlessly. I know someone whose wife used to wear a sheitel, and he didn't want to take it off. So he never complimented her on the sheitel. And every time she put on a tichel, right, a head cover, regular head cover, he used to go, "Oh, you look so beautiful with it. It's not nice. You look so nice. You look so holy with it." So at the end, he threw away the sheitel.
They pick up on this thing.
Yeah, it's
so what?
That's what I'm saying. They say, "Oh, so what are you trying to say? That you didn't like the sheitel?"
Yeah.
And then you say, "Yeah, I didn't like it."
Yeah, it's very nice of you, just not sneeze on me.
But
it's not us, now you are bringing it up.
If she asks. She asks if it's sneeze or not, you could say.
No, that's not
sneeze. Don't you
say no, that looks nice. That looks nice. That looks nice.
Don't say it was nice, then you're better yourself up.
If she's not wearing sneeze, she's
not
she has to how it looks. You said you can't compliment, you say it was pretty. Yes, you look like you're wearing the clothes that you're wearing.
No, you say, I know. Also, my wife wears sneeze, but any question she asked me about what she's wearing is, I said, which one's nicer? She said, you know, which one's nicer, this one or that one? I said, this one. No, you stop saying, you're right, because I have no idea.
Yeah.
Everything you wear is nice, you know? On a pretty woman, everything looks pretty, you know? You never, nothing to say, really. You
want to give a straw hint with a wig, get this a ball, like a dog food ball, and you borrow a dog food from some non-religious neighbor, and put the wig standing next to it.
You buy what?
A little bowl and borrow dog food. Bonzo from somebody and stand the wig next to it. Yeah, just, and maybe she'll get the hint that, you know what.
Yeah, Tom, you don't want to destroy somebody.
But on the same question, how do we encourage our daughters to be more sneeze?
You talk about it in the house. That, anyways, we're going to die soon, all of us, sooner or later. I don't even have to say like that. It's kind of, that's not really encouraging, but find a way to encourage.
It's not like the kavod of a woman, you know, kavod of melech, the princess dresses the princesses, you know, and you have to dress in kavod. Also, sooner or later you're going to have a boyfriend, you're going to get married. You want somebody who is lusting after you like a hunk of meat, or one who is going to respect you. The more skewed you are, the more the husband will do a good choice, you will be respected.
Exactly.
And will treat you with respect and honor.
True.
And not with something you have to avenge his lust on and throw you away when it's not desired.
Yeah. And we said, I remember from who, the Chazanish, I don't remember from who, we said already here in the room that, in the class, we said that, one of the Gdelem said, yeah, Chazanish maybe. That's what a man. The Gra said this. The Gra. More than a chazan, a lot more. The Gra, it's like the Rishayna. The Gra said that what a man can marry through his learning Torah, a woman marries through its news.
Say it again.
What a man can marry through his learning Torah, the levels he can reach, a woman can marry through its news. More news is. News is the way you dress, the way you speak, the way you act.
Something that just as a man labors through Torah, a woman also labors in her sins. It's difficult for her.
Yeah, very difficult. Very difficult for them. Because their nature is to show themselves.
Very interesting.
That's their Nisayon in the world. Our Nisayon is to shut our eyes and understand it to help us. So, a little bit more. Will I read here? Aolech achar enav. Yeah. Well, someone goes after his eyes. The davar shorim echuj is something we see clearly, right? Ech shekol geder adam olech achar mare enav. Ki, what does that mean? Ki adam amash nimshach olech achar mare enav. A person, he gets drawn and he gets pulled after what he sees. Bli shlita kimat, almost without any control. Machshato velibo nidbakim bema shoreh, in his thoughts, in his heart. They cleave to what he sees. כמו שאמרו חזר על שמשון במשנה מסכת סוטה. חזר סבר על שמשון הגיבור, הוא זה צדיק. And it says there בפירוש, שמשון הלך אחר עיניו. שמשון הלך, דלילה. Went after his eyes. You go after where your eyes are. The eye is the main connection to this world. Someone who's blind, it says he's considered dead. Right? Someone who's blind is part from all the mitzvahs. Midoraita. How about I can do all the mitzvahs? Someone who's completely blind is כאן אמרו חזר שהעיניים והלב וגשני ססורי עבירה שהם מושכים את ידיים ממש מושכים. חזר said also that the eyes and the heart, they are the two ססורי עבירה, ססורי עבירה, those draw a person to others, the eyes and the heart. They guard the eyes and daven a lot. Okay? You don't see, you don't know, you don't care. לכן באמת העבודה של שמירת העיניים שייך לכל העיניים. Therefore, in truth, this work of שמירת העיניים, it belongs to all the people in the house, not only to the men. הוא צריך לדבר איתם על שמירת העיניים מצד זה. He's talking to the women, to the children. שמירת העיניים regarding separating yourself from this world, and what you see, and what you desire. שרק על ידי שאדם עוצם את עיניו, הוא יכול לדבק בהשם לשמוע את המחשבה. That only through that a person shuts his eyes, he could cleave to Hashem and guard his thoughts. כי באמת עיקר המחשבה שתהיה מחשבה דבוקה בהשם תלויה ישירות בשמירת העיניים. Because really, the main guarding the thoughts that you have only your thought, only having Hashem in your thought, it directly has to do with שמירת העיניים. שעל ידי שאדם עוצם את עיניו, through the fact that a person shuts his eyes, אז הוא חוסם את כל ההסחות הדעת והבלבולים הבאים מכל מה שיש סביבו. He חוסם, he blocks all the mind, what's called when your mind gets
distracted.
All the distractions of the mind, all the confusions of everything that happened around the person, items, people, things that happen. Then he can focus on what he needs to do in the world. He could cleave to Hashem. Then think about Torah, about Avodas Hashem. Right? When a person, he lets his eyes see whatever he wants, even you have to strengthen that also with during learning a shiur, or you're learning from a book, you have to control it, yeah, not to lift up the head, because it's a natural thing not to lift up the head. You're looking at a rav giving a shiur, look at the rav, someone walks in, okay, what does that do with me? If it has to do with me, they'll come over to me. I don't have to look at them. You look at them, your mind already 1 second went off, oh, it's not already the same learning. Also when we learn, also with the phones, Ezra, right, it distracts the mind, the eyes.
It's very much so. I read an article about how the phones, how many minutes after somebody gets a phone call,
his mind is still.
It's out of focus. Even if he's not thinking about what the phone call was, but he's doing something.
To move back. Right, they say in America they'll be regarding working.
Attention span.
Yeah. They waste
5 minutes, and it takes, and after you distract, it takes like a half hour to get back into.
Yeah. So imagine, that's about regarding about business in garbage that they're talking about over there. Imagine the Torah Kedosha, how was the Chabad? How much we could just, Hashem, shut off the phones, Hashem, help us.
How are women affect? You say women, it's also for insurance and
I. Yeah, I'm not regarding looking at the women or looking at men or something like that. We said regarding, we spoke about the past, I don't know, you were here last year, every year?
Last year. Yesterday? No,
2 days ago. I spoke about that the women and children also, talked to them that what you see is what you get attracted to. So,
what things?
Things, items, things that you don't need, some people, that you don't have anything to do with them. To guard your eyes from that.
There's no
Isser
for that.
This is just a plus to cleave
to the book.
Also the mind. If you, let's say in the field, and you're switching from subject A to subject B, would that also be?
It depends what you're looking at. If you're just looking at the field in general, to get the feel looking at the snow. I love looking at snow. I don't get distracted from looking at snow. I get focused on looking at snow or fire or water. Stuff like a powerful. I get focused more. But if you're looking, I get details and blah, so you bother a person.
I think what shocks him, he said about the people coming in off the street. They just sit down and open up the gemara, he says. Can't understand how people can do that. They just come off the street, even the Bnei Brak, whatever. Bnei Brak isn't maybe so good either, but some places. But it's certainly better than Tel Aviv.
Yeah.
And he says he doesn't understand that. They just come in,
sit down, open up the board, start learning. Because it's like,
is it possible? Your mind is still.
You just went through a war field. And then now you're sitting down all the way up the Gemara and everything's fine. I think by also by Schneer, Cutler, maybe Schneer, or his father, of Arnon, he once saw that he was like very upset. He was in Lakewood and he was like, he came into the base measures and he saw that he was very upset. He said, what happened? They could see Mamish, he says, somebody insulted somebody else in front of me. And it was like, you know, it's just like you killed him. You saw a murder. You just saw a murder. You could be okay, fine, you know, back to work, you know. It was like,
right.
He was Mamish affected.
What do you think, Joel?
After Shomer V, if you do more in this era during this period.
Yeah, Shomer V, everyone, we know that this period of time. Shor Avim is the Rashi Tevois of Shmod. Today, this year, Shor Avim Tat. Shmod Vaera, Bo Beshalach, Yitro Mishpatim, Truma Detzave. Next
8 months. 8 weeks.
This week, this year. Usually six. Which is the particular week. Which is, it says in the Pasuk, Shuvu Banim Shor Avim. Shor Avim means, like, naughty.
Yeah, mischievous.
Wayward,
and
naughty. Yeah, shavav, person causes problems. The kid causes problems. So it says, return. So the Kabbalah says this is a special time to return. Especially the main thing you have to return is tikkun abri. That's what the Kabbalah said. Special time to say tikkun abri even more if you can, and to daven more tikkun abri. There's more power. To do tshuva on this. More power to return. More power to start guarding the eyes if someone didn't do it yet. And if he's doing it, do it even better. It's more power in these days. It's worth it to. What did he say? There's a special month? I didn't even know. What is this? You want to dive in this?
Yes, yeah.
Where?
There's a few of them.
What do they do?
They do a whole sleepless before mincha. And then in the middle of mincha, by name, there's a whole field of like.
Tikkun abri?
For a
show movie.
It's the whole
procedure. Where is Shai Shemai?
What are you
talking
about?
Where do you go? I went on top of the Ariel. Not the Ariel. Top of
Zenfeld
and
Rav Meir Sharm. Yeah? Upon Lafayette?
Yeah,
on
top.
The shiva there.
They did it now, they did it today.
It's like 2 hours, yeah.
So 2 hours? What, they do it every Monday and Thursday? Every Thursday. Anyway, in Breslov the minhag is, I just tell you regarding Shor Avim. The minhag is, in Breslov the minhag is, well, I was told us like this from Levi Yitzchak, another Gedolei Breslov, that one day a week, not to eat any, to be vegetarian, not to eat anything from the animal, not eggs, not cheese, not fish, not. So for me, it's not a big issue. So anyways, I don't eat usually on the Shabbos. I don't eat dairy, never, almost. But anyways.
Fish too?
No, nothing from animals. Just one day, some say, it's machogin like in Breslau, so to speak, if it's just from the morning to night, from night to night, whatever, once a week, you'll live. You'll live better. Do you just, the vision is vegetarian?
In the shul, they say sliches.
That's what he said.
No, in Breslau.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's the
and they say, I think once, and then Thursday night before Davin, it's Shabbos Friday morning, I think they also say Tilu.
Rabbi Gamliel does tomorrow. Rabbi Gamliel does tomorrow.
The Mishkan HaSarayim over there?
Yeah,
Friday. Yeah? Okay. I didn't know all this, okay? We have 4 minutes.